This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi there, it's me, Mangalam Malu, telling you everything you need to know for trade ahead of today's session. And this is CNBCTV18.com's Market Buzz podcast. Well, for starters, we're in for a good start as far as the opening is concerned, and that's because Dow futures are up by almost 800 points. This as reports that Gilead drug is showing some sort of effectiveness against coronavirus. Asian markets doing well ahead of Chinese GDP data. All of that means that the SGX Nifty is indicating that the start could be anywhere near that 9200 mark. Now, over the last few trading sessions, we've seen some choppy moves. The highs have been between 9100 to 9200, at best 9250, while the lows have been contained around that 8850 to 8900 zone itself. Over the last three trading sessions, we saw the Nifty move to around 8994, 8993, which was the close yesterday. And on April 15th, we saw a close around that 8900 mark. Yesterday, the stocks that declined were the IT stocks, and this after Wipro's results. So we saw a sharp cut in the likes of Infosys, TCS, HCL Tech, Tech Mahindra, but the banks more than made up for the gains for the IT stocks. So we saw big gains coming by in heavyweights like ICICI Bank, HDFC Bank, State Bank of India, and even IndusInd Bank did bounce back. But the only cause of concern for the banking space is Kotak Mahindra Bank. It's conspicuous by its absence, or rather its underperformance in the banking space. While the Nifty Bank for this month is higher by about 1.5%, we have Kotak Mahindra Bank, which is down by almost 13%. So there is something that we need to keep an eye out on out there. But talking about the banks and the financials, yesterday, all these NBFCs saw a big move in anticipation of some sort of government aid. In the F&O space, 8 out of top 10 gainers belong to the NBFC space, be it India Bulls Housing Finance, L&T Finance Holdings, Ujjivan, Max Financials, or even M&M Financials. And all of that will come to a formidable conclusion, or sort of the expectations will be laid to rest when the RBI governor speaks today at 10 a.m. And that is the big cue to watch out for today. As far as institutional flows are concerned, the FIIs sold about 2,900 crores in the cash markets yesterday. We had a net sale of 1,600 crores because the domestic institutional investors too bought around 1,300 odd crores. In index futures, the FIIs are long and short on an even keel, 50% long contracts, while 50% of their exposure in index futures are on the short side. So the key trigger is now the second round of economic stimulus, if any, that comes by. We'll also keep an eye out on global markets recovery out there, while also watching out for any sort of spread in COVID-19. All of that will also be focused on, or also in addition to the focus that we have in the clarity that one would get on lockdown easing post April 20th. So watch out for that. Just for today, keep an eye out on Wednesday's high of 92.61 and the 20-day moving average at the lower level of 86.21. Have a good trading day. In terms of stocks to watch out for, we have TCS, which reported a mixed bag. While the revenue missed expectations, margins were resilient at 25.1%, and the stock had fallen about 1.5% yesterday. So let's see whether we see some bit of short covering out there or not. Reliance will be in focus because they've raised around 8,500 crores from banks to reduce their cost of borrowing. Over and above all of that, yesterday we had Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley publish positive reports on Reliance, and today we have CLSA cutting the target price from 2,100 all the way down to 1,500 because they are modeling in for a decade low refining and petchem margins. In fact, they've cut their FY21 EPS expectations by 29%, FY22 EPS expectations by 21%. Tata Motors, we've seen a rating cut come by from Fitch. They've cut their long-term ratings to B versus BB negative with a negative outlook. So that's one stock which I will see on the obverse side. Not good news coming in yet again for the aviation space, because the government has said airlines will have to give full refund without cancellation charges for bookings made during March 24th to April 14th for travel between April 15th to May 13th, which is the extended lockdown. Apart from that, we've seen some resumptions in a couple of plants of JK Lakshmi Cement, Sudarshan Chemicals, India Glycols, Graphite India, and another rating, yet another ratings downgrade coming in for Future Lifestyle. Healthcare has reaffirmed their rating, but the outlook has been revised from positive to negative. With that, you have a good day. I am Mangalam Malu, signing off from CNBCTV18.com's Market Buzz podcast in association with the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.